Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, Bravo, and the people who write these titles, y'all got to stop coming for our gig. You can't do a salty semen joke. That's the joke. There's no way we could even play it. That's not a suggestive joke.
We can't even riff off that.
No, it's just saying, come drench twink.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Come fart.
Exactly.
What are we going to do with that?
Season finale, Below Deck Sailing Yacht, Cum Fart Diaries. And then the guest, too. This is the semen cup. I'm like, fuck, y'all didn't give us anything to do.
And this is when some of those moms turn to their children who they let their kids listen to the show and they say, I'm sorry.
I have to...
This is Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
I have to take issue with this because I think... Not that I'm prudish by any means.
By no means.
But by salty none. Semen, even though you were spelling it that way, come on.
Come on.
I just kind of went, oh my.
I read it and my mouth watered a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes semen isn't salty. Sometimes it's downright sweet.
If they eat a lot of coconut, you can tell.
Well, I told you, my ex used to tell me he could eat mine on top of ice cream.
And this is when the rest of the mothers turned to their children and said, you were right. This is gross. I'm going to stop listening. Y'all, this is Below Deck Sailing.
He had weird taste, though.
That was the least of it. Below Deck Sailing Yacht Season 3, Episode 15.
Below Dick.
Salty Semen.
BDSM.
Okay.
Episode 15. We're getting towards the end. Do we have any announcements? Live shows. Y'all come see us live on the road. We're finalizing Columbus stuff right now. I was doing it just today. Big news about our San Diego show. It's going to celebrate our 10 millionth download. Or listen, or whatever the fuck you're doing. So come get loaded at San Diego. Sell shirts. I got loaded in San Diego.
We should sell shirts. We're not. We forgot to order shirts for the last time.
We're giving... So don't tell them our fuck-ups.
So we're not going to have tons of... We're going to have a lot of gray ones.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But yes, we're going to do that. We're gonna have... If you're in the Patreon, we're going to do some contests and poll. We're figuring all that. We're going to figure it out on the plane. No. But we're starting to think about all that and do some games. It'll be a fun... And maybe we'll...
Maybe we'll do some prizes.
Can we do some prizes for people?
Can we not brainstorm on the podcast? How about that?
Why? You just announced we were doing a 10 million download show.
But I talked to you about it.
And like the other day.
You did not say, on our Patreon, we're going to blow up. We haven't even sketched that out yet.
I
know it's going to be left up to me to do it. So I'm going to ask you to...
Hey, no, we could do it together. Yeah, I'm happy to do it together.
Sure.
A lot of times you don't ask me. You just do it.
That's not true.
You know what?
No, that is true. You're right.
You know what I did notice is I was like, this is so great. 10 million downloads. And then I looked at like fellow A-caster Danny Pellegrino's Instagram.
Why would you do that?
Well, no, I was just looking on Instagram. And he said, I hit 100 million downloads, and I went.
Well, also, he's been doing this a while.
No, he's been doing it a long time, and I went, okay.
I don't think that's nice. No, comparing yourself.
I just thought it was funny. I just thought it was funny. That was it.
I guess.
I guess I have to explain it.
No,
as you say.
I just don't see it that way.
No, I'm happy for him. He's a fellow Acaster. Good
right.
for him.
I just.
It just reminds.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
No, it made me laugh because I'm like, wow, we're getting to be a big show. And I'm like, we're big-ish, but you know, we're
three
still
years old.
Trucking along.
We're 3 years old.
Yeah.
And he's got at least 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't compare ourselves with him at all.
No, I didn't mean it to compare. And I just meant like it was just like a just like a moment. It made me chuckle. Just we have more to go.
I guess.
Yes.
Way to. I'm glad you shared that with me to ruin my joy.
Hey, I can't affect your joy or not. I should, whatever I say, should just water off his duck's back, as Jinx
says. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to be happy with it. So 10 million.
So
that's
10
good
million.
For me.
Oh, by the way. Oh, man, we should have remembered this. We just did a collaboration.
So formal. A collab.
A collab. Y'all, we were just on a podcast with a gentleman named, he does a podcast called A Gentleman Named Juan Ayala. And he does a podcast.
Don't say it's what? It was Juan Ayala. Juan,
I just love his name. I think it's, I think I like the name. I used to have a friend with the name Ayala. And then he just like, he got a husband and then got a house like way out, like way, like an hour and a half out of LA. And he just wrote us all an email one day and said, well, it was nice being friends with you all. I'm probably never going to see you again. So thanks for the laughs and the tears and see you in the next life.
Stop. And he just says, this is the end of our friendship.
Well, he just kind of said, I'm not, this isn't ending bad, but I'm not going to drive an hour and a half to see. It's like he was moving to Maine and he was just moving to like Azusa.
But he's never going to come back to Los Angeles ever again.
I haven't seen him since.
But I'm saying, That takes a lot to say, I'm ending this friendship on my terms.
And we all just kind of went, okay.
But I would just ask, it's almost like he's saying, I'm ending this. You guys have no input. There's
yeah.
no, or what if you wanted to visit him?
I can. I don't know where he is.
No, you can't because he actually said, I don't want you to.
Yeah, he put a boundary.
I don't think that's putting a boundary.
Well, his boundary, I guess.
I think that is collectively ending. Yeah, I think maybe it's his boundary without concern for you.
Yeah.
I think that's shitty.
Well, anyway, I liked his last name. It was pretty. So Juan Ayala.
Why don't you tell this story?
Y'all, Poodle's just sitting on his end of the couch like he's just sitting in old piss. Like,
I just don't. What's happening? I just don't understand. Why wouldn't anyone do that?
The whole point is that Poodle just talked about the show we were on.
The show is called Actors with Issues, and Juan is an actor and a journalist, and he just talks about things that actors deal with, and now he's getting into people who are in the entertainment industry. We had a really good conversation about Drag Race, All Stars, All Winter Season. As well as kind of things that what pride means to us about being in broadcasting, mm-hmm. in podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I get my when I do my podcasting. That's when I get the cattle prod involved.
Wow! Wow!
That's Piano Cat 77 shit. On the next podcast, ooh!
Now I look like I sat and pissed, y'all. Now I look grossed out.
Ooh, be easy with
that. It just switches from one to the other.
Be easy with that, Luther.
Wow.
So anyway, we had a great time. You can find the podcast is called Actors with Issues, so you can check us out on that.
Yes. Sorry, my iPad fail. Sorry.
It's a tragedy. So let's get back to talking about
that live shows. I don't think, and we'll be doing, y'all, welcome to Plathville. We're going to be doing a collab this week with Kim and Kyle.
From Reality Cray Cray.
We're from Reality Cray Cray. So that will be our Plathville episode dropping this week. And then on this weekend, you're going to get a special thing, y'all, on the free feed. Love in Paradise is back. It's going to air on Friday.
Yes, we're going to record two episodes on the free feed, and the rest goes on our $5 Patreon.
Yeah, we're going to air that probably on Saturday night. That will go up. We're very excited about
this. It's a Discovery Plus show. You guys remember that. It
yes.
aired on Discovery Plus, and then about 3 or 4 months later, it aired on TLC.
So we're excited, very excited. And, yeah.
It seems to be what they're doing. I wonder if they're doing that. I haven't seen a ton of other content like that they've done. Like, they've picked and chosen certain types of content to put on.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of content, too, we are going to be covering the latest. There was apparently an additional episode of 90 Day, The Single Life,
season two.
That we're going to record.
The couples tell more.
I think we're recording that tomorrow, right? I think
sounds
we added
right.
it. Yeah, and that's going to drop on Friday. So we get to see Ed, Liz, and Stephanie.
Blech.
The shit we do for y'all.
And Nathalie.
I hope there's some good Nathalie.
Who else was on that season? I don't even remember.
Mother Debbie.
Oh, that's
Mother
right.
Debbie.
Hey, Mom. We're going to be back on TV, Mom.
Be quiet, Pee Wee. I'll let you kill another drifter.
That one tasted good.
Yeah. So, this episode, should we talk about Below Dick?
Yeah, this episode, y'all, we have some tea bags. It was kind of a not plot heavy episode because there was a lot of excitement about an anchor dragging.
I was excited.
Oh, I was, but how do we basically just say, y'all, the anchor
and then
almost
the anchor dragged, and then Barnaby got upset. And then the guests asked if the beignet was lobster. That's it. Do y'all want that kind of podcast from us? Because if you can want whatever you want, but I'm not going to give it to you.
And then then Gary jumped in the boat and they played music from Danger Bay for him to fix the
What's
anchor.
What's Danger Bay?
Oh, you never watched Danger Bay?
No.
It was popular when you talked about SeaQuest. Danger Bay was the Canada version of SeaQuest.
What channel was this on?
Well, they played it on the Disney Channel, but I loved it. Loved
Danger
it.
Bay.
Yeah, everything always happened at sea, and he was a pilot. And it was the first time I saw an airplane that had the little bumpers on it that could land on water. And
seaplane.
I went, oh my God, a plane can land on water. I'd never seen such
a thing. I swear to God, it feels like you're making something up.
No, not at all. Yes, it was a Canadian television series.
But it played on the Disney Channel.
It was with, what was his name? Oh, what is the name of that
Again,
actor?
Another riveting story.
The dad was hot. He was so hot. What was his, you know that actor?
No.
You don't know that actor?
No.
Oh, he was.
Isn't it great when he points at pictures that y'all can't see?
He was hot to me. Anyway, I don't remember. Donnelly Rhodes. He was in soap operas and stuff like
no,
that.
No, don't remember him. Sorry.
I love Danger Bay. Only had one season. Only had one season.
It burned so bright.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was about they all lived in a bay, and they helped out when there was danger in the bay.
The Canadians really know how to turn it up.
Well, they do on this ship.
Okay, these are all Canadians. I also have to say, we've said this last term, these are the hottest guys.
Hot.
Lane is so hot. Jeremy, spelled with an IE,
the name Lane is a hot name.
I agree.
Wasn't that the name of Luke Perry's character in 8 Seconds? You never saw that movie either, did you?
I don't think I saw it.
That's a good movie.
I don't think I saw it.
Oh, 8 Seconds. Oh, you cry. You cry. He dies at the end.
I had a feeling.
He gets killed by a bull.
That would be his method of death.
Gored.
Because he's trying to ride the bull, right?
Yeah, for 8 seconds. That's how long you have to ride a bull.
I think I could have predicted he would die by the horns of a bull.
You know what? However, if you and I went to an old fortune teller and she said, Poodle, you will die by the horns of a bull. And I went, that tracks.
When I was in Pamplona. That was a summer.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It always looks, whenever you see footage of the Pamplona running in the bulls, and the bulls are just knocking people out of the way, I just think, what a terrible way to die.
Yes.
It's like, what else did I think about when I was talking about jumping out of a plane? I'm like, can you imagine explaining that to someone in the afterlife? I jumped out of a plane. Like, well, why? They're like, I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah. You mean without a parachute?
What, even with a parachute?
Oh, you wouldn't do it with a parachute?
No, it's not something I want to do.
Oh, I would. I think it'd be fun.
But my thing
you
is...
You do a tandem. You get some hot flight instructor and he straps you to
his
stomach.
Okay. I'd be okay with a tandem jump, but I'm saying always in the back of my mind, it would be if I find myself plummeting, if both of our chutes fail, and I have this thought at the very last moment, what was this all for? Because I thought it would be fun. I could have another 45 years of life, or I could plunge to my death right now.
Well.
Again, these are thoughts that I have. All right, anyway, we should just talk about this
you
show.
You could never tell your mother you were doing that.
Never. Never.
Y'all, Jake, I don't think Jake even told his mother he went to London.
I haven't told her yet. I haven't talked to her since I've been. I did leave a message on her phone. She was busy or something like that. Call me back. I'm not around. I'm doing something for my grandkids or one of my kids or my husband. Call. You've reached Mother Poodle.
You've reached Mother Poodle.
I can't come to the phone right now because I got a lot of stuff going on. So if you want to leave a message, go ahead. But if I don't get back to you, it's because I've got something else to do. I promise I'll try, or maybe I won't. I don't know.
This is a lot of pressure.
Hold on. One of my grandkids is screaming.
Hold on. The FedEx man is here. And she go gets him and she comes back.
Nothing.
She's like, she would, all right, I'm back. I just wanted to say, leave your number.
She would scream at Muffin during her outgoing message.
She would.
Muffin, shut up. So, she knows she gets upset when I'm on the phone.
She does.
Muffin does get upset. She gets jealous when my mother's on the phone.
It's a sign of a spoiled dog.
The dog is extremely spoiled. I agree.
So my first teabag is, which is kind of not really that important now, but you just, it tracks with everything else, is that Marcos is stressed. And this is all kind of being set off, is that his friend died. His friend's
mother.
Mom died. Like, basically his best friend's mom died. But why this is brings this up for him, he talks about this later, is because his friend can't go back to see her because...
Venezuela.
He can't go back to his home country anymore either. And so, think about this, y'all. I mean, we really have been in this in COVID.
He's a man without a country.
But if when his grandmother died, his grandfather died,
he couldn't go back
to see them. We have a little taste of that with, God bless poor people that had to deal with this with COVID.
You couldn't have a funeral.
Yeah. But this is like not just like a
no,
year pandemic
for him. You can't go back because you'll be murdered. Yeah.
And your mother probably can't get out.
That's true.
So this is something you're going to have to deal with one day. I mean, him.
I thought you were talking to me. I was like, what?
You could get banned from South Carolina.
Yeah,
again,
I could.
I could see that happening.
The governor there, who kind of reminds me of Foghorn Leghorn, wears white suits. I say, Poodle's not going to get to come to South Carolina no more.
That's true.
He kind of does talk like this.
I just read about a new opera called Omar that's being premiered in South Carolina. I meant to
Where?
Send it to you.
Spoleto Festival?
It's written by, I believe, an American woman whose main instrument was banjo, and it's about a black slave who actually came to South Carolina. I'll send it to you. It was on NPR. I thought Poodle would be interested.
I wonder
in this.
Where.
I don't know. We're just talking like we're not doing a show. Sorry. All right, everybody. So that's all you kind of need to know about Marcos. Is that because
Marcos?
What I said, Marcos. What's your next teabag?
Oh God. y'all. Becky's birthday is tomorrow.
Becky's
birthday.
Bex's, how about a birthday?
And Captain Glenn is going to come to the party, and he's like, I don't know, I'll have to get all dolled up because of my weird Canadian accent that I got to put on. Knocked. He says, like, knocked. Like, for knocked. I got to get knocked.
Knocked?
I'm saying his accent.
But what's the original word?
K-N-O-C-K-E-D.
Oh.
Knocked.
Knocked.
It's like
yeah.
There's an A-W added everything. Yeah. It says specifically some Canadians speak that
way. He's a very likable captain, though, I have to say. I mean, even when he wore the arm floaties during the race, that was cute.
I just want to say, besides all the dragging anchor stuff, I've watched too much
Drag Race, because you're talking about dragging anchor, and I'm just imagining a drag queen in a sea outfit.
Also, doesn't dragging anchor sound like some kind of sexual epithet? Yeah, wow. I was really dragging anchor last night, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
He was dragging anchor.
I just imagine you after getting DP'd and just your rectum's on the floor and you're just walking. That's what I imagine.
She's dragging anchor.
There goes dragging anchor.
Hey, boys. Don't. It's just my colon. And just shh, it like goes over a speed bump, boom, 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 boom.
And then as we walk away, we hear,
ding, ding, the bells.
So stupid.
So
wait. So mine is Daisy saying that she's 34 years old and single, always been?
I missed that completely.
She said 34 years have passed and there's been no one.
How did I miss that?
Is Daisy a virgin?
She's definitely not a virgin.
She's not a virgin.
I think it's just the life she lives. I think she doesn't like commitment. She doesn't like being tied down. She obviously chose a profession where that's available to her.
Yeah.
So I would not disbelieve her here.
Okay.
I think she's probably had dalliances. But I think it's possible to be one of those people, because I've been this way. I think it's possible to be one of those people who don't look for relationships.
Well, I was single for 15 years and I wasn't looking for a relationship.
But it was the difference between wanting one and looking for one.
No, I didn't want one.
Okay, that's different then.
I was kind of like, if it happens, great, sure. But it's not something I'm searching out.
But I think if it happens means you kind of do want one.
Yeah, I mean, I was very much at the point of, I'm happy to have one, and I'm happy to not.
I'm happy
on my own. I was kind of very 50-50 on it.
Got it.
What do you think Daisy wants? Do you think she wants one? We don't know, I guess.
I cannot get inside Daisy's head.
Very few people can.
I completely missed that, but it does make sense. I think she's happy showing guests the saloon.
Saloon. And Keith's going to say it every...
The saloon.
This is going to say it every episode.
Made it very awkward. But, you know, before we go on it's in this awkward transition, we're going to take a little bit of a commercial break.
Oh,
we'll be right back.
I forgot.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies Great New Underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love
love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens.
It's time for the Semen Cup. Get ready to drink. Drink your fill of semen out of the Semen Cup.
Yeah, y'all, because they almost drug Anchor, but they didn't. They're fine. So it's a Semen Cup. Before we get to the actual games, can I just say, can we talk about Ashley before it? When Ashley was like...
You may. I'm not going to say no.
But when Ashley was saying, I don't know, to the guests, literally saying...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they're going to let me play or not. I want to, but
we'll
see. She
got reprimanded.
I just want to... How stupid can you be for pulling back the curtain behind guests or in front of guests?
I don't think she cares anymore. And
yeah, that's it. She doesn't. That is it.
And
she gives a no fuck.
She also isn't afraid of her boss, so there's no real accountability.
She's not. She's one of those people. How do you?
I just saw something flash in my.
Hopefully it's not a policeman looking and there's somebody behind your house just hiding.
Ooh, where are they?
Somebody
come
knocking,
visit me, sir.
Should I let them be in?
I don't know what that is.
Lord, it's...
is it another 90s country song?
Hold me tight for me. It's Juice Newton country song.
Until... Last week, I wasn't aware you were that familiar with the entire Juice Newton catalog.
I do love Juice Newton.
I know Queen of Hearts, and that is it.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's Knocking. That was kind of her second hit.
What are the others?
I think that's it.
Someone else is screaming as a big Juice Newton fan.
You know what? That is on Maddie's Honky Tonkin' Mix, everybody. So check it out on Spotify along with... Speaking of pride, y'all, if you need a soundtrack for your gay pride this holiday...
Oh, Poodle's
Dude,
gay,
what do we have?
Poodle's Gay Club Glitter Mix, Volumes 1 and 2.
Yes.
Second book. Now that's what I'll call gay.
Now that's what I call gay. Y'all, it is... We get no money from this. It's just a Spotify
Absolutely
playlist.
Absolutely not.
But we should, but we don't. But... Maybe these gay icons do from you playing their songs.
If you remember, if you were in a gay club in the late 90s or early 2000s or maybe even mid 2000s, you have heard these songs.
You have.
Yeah. Some of these are, they go in between. Some people have written me and saying that is standard listening at all of our game nights now.
Oh, that's awesome.
So people are getting into the 90s/early 2000 jams.
If you're going to have a house party or an orgy for Pride, this is your playlist.
Although the gays, they need to be of a certain age. So the twinks are like, oh my God, where's Post Malone? Actually, no, they would say, where's Demi Lovato or Ariana Grande?
Yeah, Demi Lovato.
There is Ariana Grande. I think No More Tears Left to Cry is on there. Because I do love that song.
All right. I don't know that song.
Oh. I've got no more tears left to cry. It's a good song.
It's a good mix. I enjoy it. All right. Happy Pride.
I've never listened to yours. So
that's okay.
Isn't it like 7 hours of like some slow country songs?
I didn't listen to yours either. I was just being nice. I don't have time. So, all right. So Ashley says, and Daisy like pulls her aside and she's like, why would you say that in front of the guests?
Why wouldn't you say that in front of the guests?
How do you handle someone like that, though, who doesn't respect authority anymore and doesn't give a fuck? What do you have as leverage over them?
The only thing she has is shame. And at one point, Daisy doesn't really want to do that.
Maybe just because it's a last charter.
I think Daisy's given up.
I agree with that.
It would have been fine if it was earlier. No, they're kind of getting through this last.
She already lost one. Remember Gabriella, y'all?
They're going to get through this charter like with a whimper. This is going to be, unless it is batshit crazy. Although someone is getting married. And we're going to talk about that.
Yes.
My next teabag.
You were going to talk about that. Did you want to talk about the actual race?
Oh, the relay. The 4-on-4, which became a 6-on-6. Those are good numbers.
It is better to be in pairs.
Yeah.
Just works out.
It is. Because you'll be the one person just like sitting there playing with yourself.
unless you don't want to have seven people unless you're the only bottom.
That's true. Then and that, then it's a whole other ball game.
It's a whole different game.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You better drink your Gatorade.
Yeah. And eat your fiber. It's a thing. Hope you have a shower douche.
I think that, I honestly, that even for me, that sounds like a lot of work. Wow. Seven tops. So, where was that? Was I going to talk about? The relay.
We're off the rails.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't. What did I write anything for this?
You brought it up. I wasn't going to talk about it. You brought it up, the relay.
Just the costumes.
Okay. They were wearing those white, like, Donald Duck sailor costumes.
I was into them. I was into them.
You love.
Then, like, they were wearing pirates, and they had, like, those often Captain Jack Sparrow braids. People have asked us about the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard thing. I honestly haven't. I barely followed it. Here's what I need to say. I do hate the people who are so happy that nothing, that they are so anti-Amber Heard that they are ready to say she got what she deserved and blah, 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 and like all the Johnny Depp piling on of how good he is. Oh, thank God Johnny's free. But think how far back this sets. Are we going to believe women now?
I don't like that.
The way it feels
out of Aquaman, yes, and things like that. But I don't know.
I'm saying it sets back all arguments for survivors.
Yeah,
and it's the invective that is set for this woman. Yes, did she lie? Probably, but to say that nothing happened and to I'm just afraid it's just the misogyny that all over all social media that happened.
Yeah.
Made me a little sick.
No, people pile up on her. I agree.
And
with that.
I just,
that's kind of the only thing I actually noticed about it.
Say what you want to about it, but it gave me the fucking skivvies.
If you have an opinion on it and you want to send us a message, don't. I'll be honest, because I don't care.
I haven't followed. I'm just saying that the nature of the arguments on social media that were had felt really, really misogynistic.
I mean, I wish I could say I was surprised.
Yeah.
But I wasn't.
But this had nuance to it. So you knew it wasn't just her saying something that we were sure happened. For him saying something, we were sure. There was a lot of he said, she said all the way through. But it was such, the way it was handled with her, because one part of her story wouldn't be true, or the next part of her story wouldn't be backed up. It was like, I'm just worried this is going to be like, oh, well, now we don't have to believe any survivors. That's what I'm worried about.
Well.
Yeah. But it's the glee of Johnny Depp supporters that really bothers me.
I mean.
Sorry, But we've been asked, I don't know if you have, but I've been asked what I think about it, blah, blah, blah. I just haven't been following it. But that is the long and short of how I feel about it, if you guys wanted to know.
It's not a deep thing for me to think about, to be honest. I'm, like, concerned with other things in the world right now. And so that's just not something I want to occupy my brain with.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about it.
So, I mean, I just tell people, don't ask me, because I literally have no comment. I don't know much
about it. Can we talk about this new phenomenon called hurricanes? I think this is something I could get into.
Funny you brought that up, because
throwing water in someone's face and slapping them?
That's called a hurricane. But what y'all don't know, Poodle is famous for his earthquakes. And Poodle, I'd like for you to just explain to everyone. Now, if you didn't watch the episode, y'all, a hurricane, again, this comes from the Canadian people, which when they said this, I wrote, Poodle is so turned on by all these
I was so into this.
Basically, you take a shot, and then someone throws water in your face and slaps your face.
At the same time.
And then Poodle came.
I'm saying this is something we could borrow from the Canadians. I'm totally into it.
You were. I knew you were.
Oh, I was totally into this.
So Poodle, but a lot of people don't know. There's a whole genre.
Yeah.
There is, like I said, we'll get to your earthquake in a minute, but I was going to bring it up. There's typhoons. Also, there's the cyclone.
Yes.
There's also the landslide. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That'll bring you down.
That's when the landslide is when the guy I'm gonna bang comes in the door and I've been hovering above the door flame like a gargoyle and I fall onto him.
Okay.
And then he pees on me.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
Which is different than the typhoon, because a typhoon is what, Poodle?
That is when it's very similar to a waterspout.
Okay.
And a waterspout is when I'm in the bathroom, I'm in the bathtub,
mm-hmm.
and the guy comes in, mm-hmm. he throws water on my face, mm-hmm. slaps me across the face with his dick,
mm-hmm.
and then I spray water in his face my mouth.
Okay. So,
yeah.
But then there's also...
The typhoon is when the water goes counterclockwise.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
It's the same thing.
Yes. But also you have...
And left-handed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Also, you have... You know, for us Californians,
so
you have
stupid.
The Santa Anas
yes.
for when there's a really high yeah. winds. What's a Santa Ana?
That's when they call me Anna. That's when they call me Anna.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm dressed in nun's robes.
Oh, okay.
And then they pee on me again.
Oh, they pee. Okay.
Yeah.
Two more. And then, but there's also, we didn't talk about this, but the Dust Bowl.
Yeah.
Or a dust storm that, mm-hmm. that you're famous for that.
Yeah. That's a very specific.
Started that in North Texas.
That's a very specific technique where, I kind of lay in what some people would call a big dog bowl.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And you put Cheeto dust all over my body, and you lick it up, and then you pee on me at the end. So,
while you're masturbating,
yes, okay, that's a given.
That's a given. Okay. And last but not least, but we've been holding it too. But what is an earthquake?
An earthquake. Well, it's a very complicated
procedure.
You
don't do it often.
No. A lot of things have to be in the right setup. A lot of little things have to come together.
Okay.
So it's best if this is done in a place you want to feel like you can get your balance. So you don't want uneven ground. I know it's strange for an earthquake.
Yeah.
But so you shout earthquake,
okay.
Earthquake, and then everyone kind of throws their body
back
and forth. Yes, it is a group thing, and the men are naked, of course, but as they are swinging themselves back and forth,
uh-huh.
their penises hit me in the face.
Oh,
and
so
I'm kind of climbing. I'm on the ground normal.
Duck and cover.
Yes, I'm on the ground crawling through their legs, and their penises and balls are hitting me in the face like a car wash kind of effect. And they're saying, earthquake, earthquake. And then, weirdly, at the end, like a spell they cast, the earth opens up. I'm swallowed into it, into hell, basically.
Uh-huh.
And then the devil feeds me his dick.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And then he pees on me. Everything has to, all of that has to happen for me to get swallowed into hell.
And then you have a shot of Jaeger.
Yes. Yes. That usually a couple before, too.
There you go.
It's optional.
There you go, y'all. Who knew? The Canadians only knew about the hurricane.
Go have your own earthquake party,
y'all.
There
you go. Your own earthquake party.
You got to have at least 5 guys because that's the only way you get summoned to hell.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
Your face has got to get bruised, too, by the penises and the balls.
Wow. Okay.
you asked.
All right. My next teabag, speaking of.
Yeah.
There's not too much. Y'all, again, a lot didn't happen in this episode, but going back to.
Did you see Ashley narking on Scarlett?
That's what I was going
to
say.
To Daisy? Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I stole your
teabag. No. Go ahead. Let's talk about it.
Bitch stole my teabag.
I don't care.
But it was that where she just looked at. And I think even Daisy now goes, who cares?
It was pretty funny, though, when they're talking late at night and they woke up and Daisy just walks out of the door and goes, oh my fucking God.
Like the older sister, like, oh my God, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Scar's like, I'm sorry. God, Gary does look attractive. Marcus kills it with dinner.
Marcus.
Golly. Marcus.
I wonder if I should just let you do it.
I went to dinner last night. I was talking about someone named Marcus, and then it just went off.
So?
We were sitting right next to Dustin Lance Black and his husband.
Where were you?
We went to El Compadre on Sunset.
Why were they there?
They were there with their other people and their child.
Also, I don't know. I didn't know you went to Silver Lake regularly.
No, the one on Sunset.
Oh, the new one.
No, that one's been there forever. Or it was called a different Mexican restaurant before. Was it called a different
restaurant? El Compadre is in Silver Lake.
What's that Mexican restaurant on Sunset Boulevard? The one we used to go to with Sissy and Nick Williams?
That's not El Compadre.
What? That's where we went. I don't know what it's called, but that's where we went. You know, you walk in, it's got the little red booths everywhere that people sit in.
That's on the east side.
No, I drove. This is like in West Hollywood on Sunset.
Oh, I'm confused then. No.
I thought it was. No, I'm sure
it's not El Compadre.
El Compadre.
No, that's on the east side. That's a hipster place.
Well, maybe they renamed it. I don't know.
So why were his? It's not an expensive place.
No, they just went
and little.
Oh no, they renamed it. It's called El Compadre on Sunset.
It used to not be called that.
I think it was called something different.
Yeah,
because we used to go there. You just don't remember that.
I do not remember.
I remember going with you, and you got very drunk on margaritas and hit on someone's boyfriend. That's a lot
of
restaurants.
I think that was a different name.
I think it was like, yeah, I think you're right. Sorry. No one, people in
I
Iowa
just know
are
I've
screaming.
Had a lot of dates at El Compadre on the east side, and they know me there, so.
Wow.
Dustin Lance Black would definitely not go there.
Well, he went to this one. And Tom, that's
Tom Daly.
Oh, that, sitting right look, by the Olympic gold winner.
Did they look skinny?
Yeah, he won the Olympics.
So you because if you look to you, so you immediately look skinny.
Unless you're a sumo wrestler or a weightlifter.
It's true.
You're fit.
I don't think I have anything else.
It really is just, I want to say something. Marcos is a beautiful crier.
He is.
He's crying to Daisy because he's just like, I don't know what I'm going to fucking do. I'm so
about
stressed
the
out.
Celiac. He has a celiac primary or co-primary, and they want a 3-tiered wedding cake.
And
that's
can't they
brutal.
Just order it, but I guess not. It's the next day.
I guess. I don't know.
So he's stressing out. At least they got it. The Canadians gave the best tip.
Boy, yeah.
Captain Glenn's rubbing
they're
that
nice.
In.
I would just want to say also, I gave him so much shit about molecular gastronomy. I it's not my thing. I do. A bunch of y'all came at me and said I hate it too.
I don't get
but, it. But I will say it looked like he was trying, and a lot of the stuff that they were pleased by it. So y'all.
I mean, basically, y'all, it's like we have in the gay world molecular buttstronomy. Basically, it's when you tell them because it's taking something that people are used to and making it new, right?
Yeah, I'm interested to see where this is going.
But right, isn't that gastronomy? You take something that is like
and changing the form or the state of it.
Changing the forming. Oh, never mind. We don't do that. I was just going to say poodle and I tell people we're virgins.
That was terrible.
That's just a lie.
Yeah. And also that joke went nowhere, but thank you.
Well, remember at the beginning, you had yours too. All right, everybody.
I don't remember. What was I saying?
It was forgettable. All right, everybody. That's the episode. We didn't really talk about much of the episode, but we had a lot of fun.
Wasn't a lot of episode in this.
So hopefully, we're that was 15? So we've got, what, probably 2 episodes left, don't you think? Put down your grinder.
No, I'm just talking.
Two episodes left, you think?
We've got probably 15. 3.
Okay.
I think at least two, but I think we'll have probably two episodes and then a reunion.
Yeah, hopefully just one reunion. I don't think this is a two-parter.
I doubt it. No, so it's like 18 episodes, like the other seasons before it. Yeah.
All right, everybody. So.
But we still don't know what's coming back. We have not had a trailer for the new season of Below Deck Med. I think we will know that within the week.
Oh, but talk about you talked about it on 90 Day, but you didn't talk about it on this
episode.
Oh,
I can the cast has been leaked, of course.
So
Captain Sandy Yawn is present.
If you don't want to hear this, bye later. We'll see you later. Yeah, anchors again.
But I'm gonna go spoil some of the cast.
Yeah, okay.
No Malia this season.
Yeah.
No Malia, she fell off the scooter before filming, but she was well, but she said, I needed to take some time off.
Okay.
We don't know if she's going to return back.
Boy, you really hate Captain Sandy if you fall off a scooter so you don't have to go on a boat with that bitch.
I don't blame her. There's a new female bosun, I believe. We also have a male chef, Chef Dave, who looks kind of hot.
Okay.
There's some hotties, from what I can see. Two female stews. Sorry, one female stew, one male stew.
Okay.
And I think a female chief stew. Big news on deck returning. We have Z returning.
Yes.
And what this has been talked about, this is a little bit of a spoiler if you don't want to. This is a kind of a bigger spoiler, but Courtney is going to return as someone in deck this time, because obviously someone's going to leave and fuck up.
Yeah, her and Z might hook up.
I know. They deny it, but I love both of them. I'm glad to see them back.
I am too. All right, everybody. That's it. Go to realitygaze.com. The website works now. Thank you, Drew, our friend Sissy Drew.
It's not porn anymore.
Not. The website works, or you can go to our Linktree link to get our show tickets for our live show. We'd love to see you. Summer should be fun. And also, we want to remind you that if you, what I was going to say? Oh, remind you to look for your theater for whatever's going on with some COVID's going up in some places, some people are not. So whatever the theater,
for
don't
the
be asking
shows.
Us for the live shows. Look on the theater's website.
Their COVID policies should be there. We are following what the guidelines are. Usually the theater.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Are following the guidelines that are in that county or state or city even. So
we do recommend, if you haven't got even your first booster, we recommend you getting that before you come to the
show. We recommend you getting that.
If you're, I think, over the age of 50 and you haven't had your second booster and it's been a hot, talk to your doctor or medical profession. But, you know, if you're going to be going to things, it's always good to be boosted and tootsted.
What?
Boosted and tootsted. I don't know. I just made it up.
I could tell.
All right, everybody. Okay, we'll see you next week. But until then, anchors again.